been there.
Uncle Hugo, what a surprise.
I thought I'd look in. I'm really on business.
Business? I thought you'd retired.
Ah, well, I have a confession to make. I wanted to wait until you were 21. But when the tutor rang me about you, it rather forced my hand. So here I am, A, to commiserate, and B, to confess.
To confess?
Well, I didn't like to tell you. I wanted you to stand on your own feet. You see, I'm a millionaire.
Oh, you kept the secret well.
Well, now we can enjoy it together. How it concerns you is this. One of my subsidiary companies has just made a purchase on the outskirts of Cambridge, the Wattlesbrook Estate. Very promising. As soon as I heard of your sad case, I arranged for the whole thing to be vested in your name, and an even more subsidiary company to be formed with you as director. Barnwell and Sons Limited.
And Sons, give us a chance.
So, you are now Squire of Wattlesbrook. Landed gentry, my lad. Nice old house. But two will be living there, as you'll be pulling it down and developing the area. We'll be clearing the ground, the acres around, and building up towers to the sky. The things we planned, when the ministry's hand will be suitably forced by and by. Now, Adrian, built a villa anyone had envy. Nero had a house of gold. Now it may have been tasteful, but oh, it was wasteful. The mausoleum is a place where the space can't be sold. Think how many people would fit in a steeple, but you can't pay a bill with a bell. So don't you go building churches unless you put a block of flats in as well. But don't expect all your tenants to be individuals. Thence you will earn little thanks. But exorbitant terms will attract the best firms and the galaxy of supermarkets and many nice banks. So lease with good sense and you'll rake in the rents for your strongholds of concrete and glass. You start with a frame of steel. Life quite separate. You don't want to have to take your wife to prison.